Colly O'Neill, a good win for UCD, 3-2 in the end up, and a game with no shortage of talking points.
No, none at all. And if you were neutral and came in, you probably got a good, entertaining game of football. At one stage in the second half, it was so stretched, it really was just end-to-end kind of football, and any side was willing to be able to go and win it. Happy with the performance overall. Possession wise, we were always good in possession of the ball, but I think there was at times once we got to the final third, we probably lacked a little bit of creativity. Finn Harps had a great spell then just towards half time, but the message at half time from us was just continue what we were doing, keep moving the ball, keep playing at our tempo, keep passing the ball, and eventually the goals will come. We'll eventually wear them down. That's how it looks like it panned out, but there was an awful lot more to it than just that. And anybody that says fourth division football is a graveyard, if they were here tonight now, they would have a completely different opinion.
Yeah, and sadly, I mean, the first division doesn't get the same media attention. The crowds aren't that great, but there's some very good teams in it, and tonight was a prime example of what you can get.
Well, with all the teams that are in it, everybody is capable of beating each other, and when they go head-to-head against each other, like tonight, you have such an entertaining game of football when both teams are just going at it. There's some great talent on the pitch as well. The likes of Paddy McCourt and some of our players. If anybody had paid into that net tonight, you really got value for money. Yeah.
Now, one of your players, Georgie Kelly, is a Donegal man, so he's, yeah. I suppose, a little bit of mixed emotions, but obviously his allegiance is to yourself. And he proved himself last year, and he's carrying on now. He's got a little bit of a form behind him, and certainly one to watch.
Yeah, but it's like he got great credit last year for his goals and finishing leading goal scorer in the division. But he's more than just a goal scorer. He's the link to how we play, his hold up, he bringing other people into play. He's a valuable asset to us at the moment. So it's not just his goal scoring abilities that we rely on, it's his overall play that is really top class.
And finally, with four teams this year able to get in with a shout for promotion, it probably will go right down to the wire, because you can't really rule anyone out. Maybe one or two might drift off, but certainly there'll be five or six in contention.
Well, we found out last week our performance was good against Drogheda, but yeah, we still lost the game. Our performance was good tonight, we won it, but that could have been a draw. We could have lost it, and that's the way a lot of the games are going to go when the top sides go and play each other. Everybody's capable of beating each other, and I wouldn't like to be a betting man to put any money on who's going to eventually go on to win it.